This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
We have an attractive crowd. Typically fans of the radio industry.
No, don't say this.
Can tend to be unattractive. Not our crowd. Not these people. I look out, I see attractive people outside of a few, obviously. But I mean, for the most part, I see a lot of really nice-looking people, and I like that very much.
I mean, what do you expect, though? We talk to these people every single day.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Buttery soft hands. Feel these hands.
Well, those hands are going to do some handling.
Wouldn't be the first time, Mendy. Wouldn't be the first time.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, live from Publicans. Thursday morning, the big 7 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Paul, do me a favor. Tell Rick we're actually back on the air now, and it would be a great time to put his headset back on and have a chat with
him. Are you happy we're here?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Do you love this place?
Love this
place. How are your eggs?
They're nice.
Delicious. Bacon crispy?
Not as crispy as I'd like, to be honest, but that's nice. You asked me the question.
Well, okay, so if you like all those things,
yeah.
The woman
right.
that I was speaking to.
Who I met and we chatted with.
So what do you want me to do? Hey, leave me alone. I'm trying to do a show here.
No.
Or should I be a gracious guest?
Just go now. Just go chat
all
with
right,
her. Just go now because that's what you're looking for.
That's not what I'm looking for.
You don't think she would understand if you said, oh, by the way, I have to. You think if there's a lunch rush, if there's a million people that come in for lunch, that she's going to just chat with an old chum from. No, she's going to say, Rick, we have a lunch rush. I have to go.
Well, she's not the one. She's not serving. She's not cooking.
But she gets involved. When you own a place, you're all ensconced in the place.
Right. I'm a part owner of the show. I'm ensconced in everything. I can't drive the show. Do you want me to admit it? I can't drive the show.
RJ!
What?
Should he not be involved to the point where I don't need to drag him out of conversation every single time we come back from break today?
You knew this is when we signed up to go to wonderful Publicans.
Yeah.
This is how it was going to be.
I mean, this is what you sign up for with me.
He's only had one, whatever he's drinking, orange juice.
Half an orange juice so far.
Well, what's half of a double?
Oh, great. That's one full orange juice.
Stop
so
it.
Far.
No, listen, I'm fine. I'm fine. You can carry the show. I can't drive it by myself. I want to be around with the people.
See, I'm so aware. Like, I go back there. I get my eggs and my bacon, which I now can't eat because now we're on air. I have so much respect for you that I don't give up on the
show. Maybe skip a meal.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm hungry. I need nutrients.
All right. So, listen, I'm going to do what I do.
You know, there's muffins. There's
pastries. Have a muffin.
I won't do that.
Eat your eggs after this break, and I'll mingle with the people.
Why don't you talk? I'm going to eat my eggs right now.
No, we're not doing that.
No, right now.
No.
Look at this. Right now.
This is what he does to me every day. It's usually egg bites that I buy him every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look what I got.
Right. He brings fruit. I buy him Starbucks every day. Terrible bananas.
You think there's any chance the French Open goes on at any point?
No. If you're going to be mean to me, no. If you want to be nice and apologize, I'll have the French Open on immediately. Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Can we get the French Open up on that TV? Thank you. Oh, by the way, did you see this?
What?
Garrett Wilson throwing out the first pitch to his former teammate, Brett Beatty. How about that?
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah.
Former teammates. And it led to a Mets victory last
night.
Right.
Like today when we all show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
We beat the disgusting Phillies.
Absolutely.
We keep this thing rolling.
Sweep.
Sweet. Philly. Oh, that sounds good when
you say
it. It
does sound nice, sir. All right, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So your fancy coach spoke yesterday.
And my fancy football coach.
Yeah, your fancy football coach spoke yesterday. Had a couple of interesting things to say. I have not worried about the health of Aaron Rodgers, which I wouldn't think he would be. How's Brees Hall looking, which I think you'll be pleased with. And Garrett Wilson is having a great camp. What moves the needle? What makes
all of
you...
it. Okay. It's fully moved.
Yeah? What moves the needle the most right now?
What moves the needle the most?
Of those three
I'll tell you what moved the needle the most yesterday was watching video of Aaron Rodgers kind of just standing still. Throwing
hoisting the ball?
Just like 50-yard just bullets.
It's got a
no problem.
It's different. He's different than other quarterbacks.
Well, here's the thing, though. So Stevie, you know Stevie.
I just talked to
him.
Yeah,
Pitbull. Yeah, Mr. 516. So you see him on the sidelines all the time. He's one of the ball guys for the Jets. he's going to be tasked with catching passes from Aaron Rodgers.
What? In what?
But like when before, he goes to the games, like he warm, like he throws with the quarterback.
He's going to warm up Aaron Rodgers?
He throws with the quarterbacks. He's very nervous about it.
Why?
Because of how hard Aaron Rodgers throws
so
the football.
So he throws a different level of velocity
yes.
than...
Yes.
So he's like the Aroldis Chapman.
Like a flick of the wrist and the ball is snapping your finger in half.
Now, if he were to break a finger, fracture a thumb, is that covered? How does that work?
Yeah, probably.
So the
yeah,
Jets
they take care of him.
The Jets would be
responsible oh, yeah.
if it needs a surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, they take care of him.
Will they give him, like, the good doctor, or they'll give him, like...
They probably give him the average doctor, but that's fine. It's better. I mean, it's better than just going to some guy.
Is it, though?
Or gal.
I don't know that it is. All right, get back to the point here.
Let's go with Aaron Rodgers' health.
All right, Robert Saleh here. He is not worried about the health of one Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's fine. Just doing a bunch of rehab, just hoping to ease him back in. Hopefully get him full on Friday for sure next week. I still argue he's still a young man, the way he takes care of his body. I know his age. His body is not his age. We've got to do a better job just making sure we communicate with the players and understanding where they are at certain points. But we'll always look to modify if we need to.
So that's not so bad.
No, it's not so bad.
He didn't think it was going to be
bad. He's just being smart. He's being smart. What's funny is actually when he did the calf at the time and he was explaining what happened, he actually kind of insinuated that this was new, some of the stuff that they were doing. Like as a veteran guy, I remember like as a veteran guy, you know, as you say, every year it felt like it was something new. Like I tell you the story all the time about Gar Snow. We're sitting in the locker room and this is the time when all of a sudden dynamic warm-ups and all this stuff started happening. Because every year it's something new. Everyone else has this new... New warm up,
right.
New way to train that's better. So, trainer comes in, our strength coach comes in, he's like, all right, boys, let's go, dynamic warm up. And Snowy's like, he had a heat pack on his back, a coffee, and had a big dip in. And he's like, this is how I warm up. He's like, no, we got to go do high knees. And he's like, no, back warm, coffee warm,
right.
And I'm good. So, for him, he's like, you see him doing the stuff where he's bouncing around with the medicine balls and stuff. He kind of was like, this is stuff that I normally don't do, but because I want to be a part of what's happening, I'm going to do it. And ends up tweaking his calf.
Breece Hall, of course, tore the ACL last
yep.
year. I think it was in Denver, right?
Ugh.
I think that was the game. They won that game, but obviously he went out for the season. He might have been Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I think he would have been.
Yeah, here's Robert Saleh. How is Breece Hall looking right now?
I feel like he won't need to be limited during training camp, even though we still will, just to be conscientious and cautious with him. But he looks awesome.
That sounds like you think he'll be ready for week one, then, if you don't think he's limited.
Yeah, I'm very, very optimistic on that one. I don't want to jinx it. I mean, the kid's already hitting over 22 on the GPS, so he looks freaking good. So
means nothing. They were saying the same stuff about Saquon Barkley.
Week
great.
One. You're going to have him week one.
Yeah, he'll be week one, but will he be the same Breece Hall? I would
I
probably
know.
Say no.
Well,
I mean,
take him a couple weeks.
I mean, with Saquon Barkley, all you heard, I mean, he's a freak athlete. He's a specimen. He looks great. The year he came back from the knee was not Saquon Barkley.
He was not great.
No, it took him a year.
So you expect Breece Hall to be limited all season
long?
I
don't know about limited. I don't know if he's going to be the same explosive potential offensive rookie of the year that you saw early in last season. Might take him some time, which isn't great when you look at the schedule the first 6 weeks.
It's daunting.
Yeah, it's daunting. But I've been told by a lot of people, Izzy Abanaconda is going to be good.
Yeah?
The kid they drafted, yeah.
And was he a sixth-round pick?
Was he a sixth-round pick?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he's a sixth-round pick.
Late. So yeah,
Fifth-round pick.
All right, so you have guys, right?
Let's just call him Izzy for the season, though.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, let's call him Izzy.
So you got him. You got Breece Hall.
You got Bam.
You got Bam.
Michael Carter.
Yeah, Michael Carter. So you have guys. You have enough
okay,
guys.
But you saw a big difference. You had guys last year. Bam, I mean, initially, Bam Knight was good, but you missed the home run threat of Breece Hall. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. But he's a different running back.
Right, he's a different running back, and it makes it easier for the wide receivers now because you got to respect that. Like that's the whole reason why Saquon Barkley is telling the Giants, you got to pay me. Look at Daniel Jones with me. Look at Daniel Jones without me.
But they are paying him.
No, you know what I mean.
Right.
Not on the franchise tag. Like, you need
right.
to get me done long term.
But then you know what? He should have accepted the deal of $13.5 million a year.
Well, I was reading some stuff on that. I guess it wasn't necessarily the AAV of it, the average annual. Mm-hmm. It's the upfront money. Because he's saying to them, if I'm going to play under the tag this year and you tag me next year, that's like just over $22 million. So why would I agree to anything that's less than the $22 million guarantee?
Guaranteed.
Because that's fully guaranteed.
Right.
So if you want to bump that up, say you want to go to, you know, first 2 years is $25 million guaranteed, whatever it is, then... Or 26 or whatever it ends up being,
right.
Then we can do that.
Let's continue with
being
your
a running
Jets.
Back stinks right now.
Yes. It was never like this either.
No, there used to be that was the sexy position.
It was the like the
big I grew
position.
Up wanting to be Emmitt Smith.
Then
I played a game in running back.
You get crushed.
Well, no, you can't see anything. It's just jerseys. Like these guys, like they're like all calm and patient. you get the ball in the backfield, it's like everything's just moving so fast. I think I ran into the center. Like, okay, I'm not going to play this. This is a bad position for me.
That's wild. Yeah, no, I remember like Tony Dorsett, right? Earl Campbell. Have you seen Earl Campbell now, though? It's really not a great sight. Rich Cimini, we discussed this. He said, ESPN, right, does a great job covering the Jets for us at 98.7 and all ESPN outlets. He says the Jets should win 10 or 11 games this year.
I think the Jets feel that had they had average quarterback play, I'm not even saying elite, I'm just saying average quarterback play, they feel they could have won 10 or 11 games last year with that defense. And so I'll probably buy into that for this year with Aaron Rodgers. Now, they're expecting him, obviously, to be better than average, but if he's somewhere between average and elite, I do think this is a team that should win 10 or 11 games.
They're going to need more than 10, I think. I think 10 puts them right on the bubble.
If he's up to elite, they're going to win 10 or 11 games? If Aaron Rodgers is between really good and elite, they should do a lot better than 10
or 11.
Well,
I think if you got the version of Aaron Rodgers last year playing through a broken thumb, which is one of his worst seasons,
right.
You would have probably won 10 games.
I think so.
Compared to what you had.
I think there's no reason this team, he said between good and elite, if he's better than good, if he's towards the elite, there's no way this team doesn't win at least 12 games.
I got to imagine if he plays at that level that you're competing to win the division.
I think so.
With how good this defense should be.
You need to win this division.
It would be nice.
You know, I saw this yesterday. You know how many divisions the Jets have won since they went
three.
To the no.
Since two. They went to what?
To these current divisions.
Zero.
Two.
Two. That's close to three. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, when was the last time we talked about it? They hosted a playoff game?
Is it 2003?
It's been forever.
20 years.
Yeah, but seriously, like, look at the AFC. Look at our division.
That would terrify me. I mean, honestly, because we don't even talk about like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh could be a 10 or 11 win team. We don't even discuss.
Well, I mean,
it.
You got to start at the very worst.
Start
500.
At nine. You got to start at nine, right?
Right.
Because they're never worse than 500. So Pittsburgh, before you even start with this, Cleveland better,
Baltimore better.
God knows where DeAndre Hopkins is going to go.
Cincy,
Miami,
Jacksonville.
If Tua stays, again, I know it's all ifs, but it's ifs with all these teams. If Tua stays healthy, what's the upside for Miami?
Yeah, what's the upside to win the division? They expect to win the division. If Tua stays healthy, the way that offense looks when he's healthy, they expect to win the division.
So right
they
now,
add Jalen Ramsey on the back end of their defense.
Which I forgot he was even there, and then I see him at Heat game. I'm like, where did he wind up?
He's
like,
there.
Oh my God, he's Miami now too.
They got a good. I mean, they got a really
Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey.
Yep. Really smart offensive head coach. Yeah, listen, I mean, your hands are going to be full. That's why the thought of only winning 10 games with the amount that you gave up. I would like to get Bill Barnwell on the show because I want to attack him.
And therein lies my concern.
Why?
And John is here. I could ask John. John, do you want us to have Barnwell on the show?
Yes.
And then Rick savagely attacks him and now he
politely attacks. Yeah, politely attacks.
Politely attacks?
I can politely attack.
Let me hear what a polite attack would be.
Well, you can see it. You know how I am. I'm very nice.
So, Bill, why would you say the Jets?
Yeah, so Bill,
had a
why
does
your article? So, why does your article stink,
John? That's not
it's polite.
Nice.
I know. That's bad.
Tone it down a little. He's saying,
"Hit some cardio, you fatty."
That wouldn't be polite.
That would not be polite whatsoever.
I love what you've done with your hair, Bill. Why is your article not very good?
But he's going to know you're making fun of him.
How? What if I think it's nice?
That's not nice.
I would say the same thing to Pete Doherty if he decided to get rid of the bangs. I'd be like, "I love what you did with your hair." Less is more.
Better hair, Doherty or
Barnwell?
Barnwell.
I would say less is more. Pete's got the Tibbs thing going on now,
where he's holding out for dear life.
He's trying to save the front.
he's clinging. It's like the water's rushing by. Yeah. He's like, I will not be pulled up this vine, no matter what happens.
And he did a little dippity do in it. It's not great. What do you expect? Stop asking me questions.
What do I expect from
this?
This is not
an interview with me. What do you expect from the Jets?
I feel like you kind of carried the show. So.
See, he said it. You guys heard it. You heard it. You finally heard it. He finally admitted it.
Well, in your own mind, this is your show.
These are my people.
And I'm here.
These are my people.
These are my people.
Okay. Can you see what he's doing? You guys see it?
These are my
people. He's not even paying attention to me. You can't be trusted with tennis.
I haven't even digested it yet. No. Can I look at the matches?
Look, see, right. The people are upset with you now.
I got Rudin playing. I got Jan Sinner. I got the Manauer.
Oh, see.
The Madison Keys on the court. Okay.
No, see, here's the thing. Everyone that listens to the show, I'm sure in your mind you're thinking sometimes, like, is it an act? Are they pretending? No, this is us, and this is what he does to me every day. He doesn't look at me. He stares like this, and I'll be asking him questions, and he'll just be looking like this and going, I can multitask. Well, you're not tasking anything now. You're just watching tennis.
How much? How much attention do you need?
All of it.
How hot, high maintenance, it's in high, fact, are you?
Well, how, tell me the levels. I'm the highest.
You're, like the Mount Everest of, needing attention.
You need a Sherpa. You need a Sherpa.
Glance over to see what's happening in the tennis. I'm not staring at
it. That's glancing.
That's glancing.
No,
glancing.
That's glancing.
I go back and forth. So what was your question to me?
What do you think? What are your expectations for the Jets?
That's a tough question.
What's a tough question? But, I mean, it's got to be at least the playoffs. Has to be.
If it's not, it's a failure.
Okay, do you think they have a legitimate chance to win the division?
Yes.
Are they a 10-win team, 11-win team? If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, he plays well. Better than 10.
I think the Jets are going to win 11-plus games.
Nice. All right. So, yes. So a successful season. Well, not really. I can't say it. Well, you can't say that.
I don't know.
You can't say it.
See, much like the Yankees.
Right.
If the Yankees win 104 games, is it a successful season?
No, it doesn't matter.
No. It's not.
No, they have to perform in the playoffs. I mean, this is what happens when you have such a short window to – I mean, your window
now,
right now
Aaron
is
Aaron Rodgers was 30, then 11 wins.
And you had a runway, yeah.
Great. But that's not the case. No, they need to make real noise in the postseason. And can't go out with a whimper at the end.
Well, see,
wherever the end is, they can't get hammered in that game.
See, and I know we have to go to break, but that's what aggravated me so much about Barnwell, talking about how, I mean, he didn't like this move by the Jets and how much they gave up. You're not thinking about how much you gave up.
You can't be.
You're thinking about you have an elite defense, you got a bunch of really good young players that you're not paying anything to, and you have a quarterback that stinks. What are we going to do, waste this?
Yeah, they're all in right now, and I kind of like it. I understand the concern of what you gave up.
Well, wouldn't you be, if you were Joe Douglas and you were Robert Saleh, Do you care what future assets you're giving up?
You might not even be here to deal with those future
exactly
assets.
Exactly right. You think you'll lose your job.
Mike McCann is like, well, I left the cupboard really full as far as draft picks are concerned. Who cares?
Right, and this is what the owner wants, I'm going to do what the owner wants.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad to have you back.
I'm back.
Where'd you go?
I didn't miss anything.
No, they added a little extra commercial or two
to
the break.
We need plenty of commercials. We should have more commercials.
That's less of us then.
Let you eat.
Wouldn't like that. I've had 2 bites of my eggs.
Well, you should. I mean, all of a sudden you want to talk to John and have a conversation instead of eating.
People, because I'm very friendly to the people.
You are very friendly.
And they come up and they want to talk to me, and who am I to say no?
I just said you were the meal baby.
I like the people.
You're the meal baby.
I like the people.
You should like the people.
This is what makes it all tick. This is what makes it all go. Now, John Winthrop, our esteemed boss, is here.
The boss, yeah.
Last time we had him on, we did like an 11 rating in that segment.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, John.
He rates highly. How about yesterday? I go, John, what are you going to wear? It's going to be like 80-something degrees. You're going to go shorts. He goes, I was thinking capris.
You open his closet, it's Mickey and capris.
John, get rid of your pants.
Storage boxes of Mickey t-shirts. And he's in the attic.
And he only breaks them out for like special occasions.
No, the man goes to Disney for a week and only wears Disney apparel.
John, we got to have John on. John, what time did you get here? He got here like...
Show him your watch. Show Dave the face of your watch.
Stand up, John, when I'm talking to
Let
you.
Let me see the face of this watch. Oh, my God.
It's Mickey.
All right, so he's our boss.
Man's got eight kids.
He runs things here, and he's the best. John Winthrop. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
People love you.
I mean... I'm not. Are you surprised, really?
No, I'm not.
I'm actually not.
So you want to hear a funny story about Disney?
Yes, please.
So tomorrow I'm going to Disney.
Are you serious?
For 36 hours.
I mean, this.
Oh, yeah, this is. I heard this.
This is that weekend.
This is that weekend.
I mean, what? Honestly, well, do you ever think you might have an issue?
The wife is due in August.
Yes.
And she wanted to get one more trip in. So we found a 36-hour window to get down there. So originally we were going to leave tonight, but with the tailgate.
Yeah, you couldn't handle it.
No, I couldn't.
That'd be a lot for you. So you're going to leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So you're going to work tomorrow.
Yep.
Down to Disney.
Back first thing Sunday morning. Yep.
Nice. Look at you. Now,
see how happy he is, though.
This isn't like most people, it's a happy place.
Well, yeah, but like most people, like me and you, would be like, oh, you were talking about taking a trip. You got to fly for 36 hours.
Are you bringing any of the kids on this trip?
Some of them. Not all of them.
Guys, he's like Antonio Cromartie, this guy.
He has many children. Well, we have number 5 on the way in August, right?
Yeah.
And it won't be the last. I'm guaranteeing right now.
Really?
No, there'll be one more. I'm going to put my foot down.
No, you won't. You won't. You're going on a 36-hour trip to Disney. There's no foot. You're not putting any foot down.
That's how this whole thing started, John.
Yeah.
So tell the people last time you took a non-Disney vacation.
2009. Now, here's the thing. I've taken cruises, but they're Disney.
Of course.
I've gone to Hawaii, but there's a Disney hotel there. Yeah. You know, Disney has
a lot of... Everything is a Disney thing.
It's a big footprint.
Tell the people that might not know how you proposed to your beautiful wife.
On Splash Mountain.
This is not lies.
No. I mean, it's a guy that has real... And
now, it's going down. We were going down the mountain.
She was going what?
And I held up a sign.
I would have proposed probably, too.
You know, I got to put the picture on social. Remind me to send it to our...
Yes, I'd love to see that picture.
And did she say yes as you were?
You've seen the picture where he's got the sign up.
Yeah. I don't think she knew that the...
She didn't know what I held up. And then when we got to the, you know, when you look at your photo, she saw. And then I had to, like, get down on a knee right there.
Nothing is as romantic as the hot pavement of Disney.
Yeah, I mean, right? You have a problem. It's clear you have a problem. At this point, it's a problem. It's an addiction.
But, you know, I give my money back to the company. So it's a good relationship.
This is how he stays employed. The money you're paying me, I'm actually giving back to you.
Now... Tell me if this is accurate. John, you would know this. I'm getting a text from someone that says Splash Mountain closed yesterday.
Well, in Disneyland it did. It closed in Disney World a while ago.
So there's no more Splash Mountain, John?
Well, it's going to become Tiana's Adventure. So it's going to be a similar ride. We don't need to get into the whole minutiae.
Well, I think people are concerned with...
It's not closed. It's going to come back as a different reimagining, as we call it.
As we call it.
Now, you also have a Disney vlog that you put out there.
The wife has a YouTube channel, Disney Mom Life on YouTube. Check it out.
And they can watch you bake Disney cookies.
Super delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as involved as much as I used to during the pandemic. You know,
He's making sensory bags, Rice Krispie treats.
You really are a treat of a man.
I live quite a life.
And you love football, too. Don't get confused. All right, here's my question for you. This is a good question. Disney or football?
Football all the time.
Okay.
So we usually take a trip in December.
Yeah.
And we always fly back on Saturday.
You can't miss it.
You wouldn't even risk an early flight on Sunday.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
No. If I offered you $25,000 cash.
Yeah.
You don't watch any football this year.
No chance. No,
you wouldn't even consider it.
I'll win more of that gambling.
And his parlays. Yeah, it's dollar parlays.
That's an issue as well. You do realize, like, he does these stupid, like, 16-team parlays. He's like, I've won 9. Like, all right, you still have to hit 7. You do realize that every gambler, professional gambler, says the dumbest thing to do is the parlay, right?
All right. Well, you know
what? All right.
Take a look at my track record.
This is your best friend.
I love him.
Yeah, you love him. How can you not love him? How can you not love him?
Absolutely love him.
You can't have a closet full of capris without hitting a couple of parlays. So I'll just say that.
All right. John, we appreciate you and all you do, and you're the best. And hopefully you have a great time in Disney with some of the children this weekend. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to some of your Jets brethren.
Look at all these calls. Mention Jets.
You know, I think the Giants are going to play football this year, too.
Listen, it's probably in your best interest right now.
I love
it. Under
I love it. You guys take all the slings and arrows, all the attention, and we get down to business, then the Giants step up.
Yeah, you got to be confident, though, with the Giants.
Feel great about the Giants.
More talented team.
Than the
it's funny, though. Every
last year's Giants.
No, than last year's Giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, it's funny, though, because most of the people that I've seen so far when they start breaking down, and listen, it's early, you're going on, I mean, the schedule, rosters, most of them point to the Giants as the team that could take a step back. Playoff team that doesn't make the playoffs.
I think the Giants could, this might be a weird thing to say, and stay with me here, a better team without a better record.
I could see that.
Like, I think you could look at them and be like, boy, Daniel Jones is better this year than he was last year, and the defense is better, and Thibodeau is better, but they have a tough schedule, and they won all those coin flip games. They lost. They won last year. What happens if you go .500 in those games?
Yeah, but I mean, don't you imagine that Daniel Jones is going to be a better version of what he was last year?
Yes, but I think the Giants will take a definite step forward. But
right,
I don't think that necessitates that they win more games.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess my point to you would be this: so if Daniel Jones is better and doesn't throw for just 15 touchdowns, right? Offense is more explosive.
Right.
That maybe there won't be as many one score games.
Maybe.
Like, look at the NFC. The NFC is not great compared to the AFC.
It's not great, but the Giants' schedule is not easy by any
stretch. It's not easy. No, it's not easy, and you're in a tough division. I mean, the Eagles are going to be one of the...
Are there any gimmies in that division?
Any gimme? No. I mean Washington, depending on what they do at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those are very winnable games. And I don't think the Giants will go 0-4 against Dallas and Philadelphia either. I think they'll win at least one of those four games. I'm just saying, you got San Francisco. You got the Jets, right? You have Buffalo. It's a daunting schedule.
Yeah, you got a tough schedule. But, I mean, again, you saw your coach squeeze about as much out of, like, I've seen it in a long time. When you looked at what the Giants had, the talent that was on this team.
And that's why that loss to the Eagles didn't, I mean, I don't like losing to the Eagles.
No, how could you be
in? You won a game in Minnesota.
And Daniel Jones played great.
I think about that. We were sitting here a year ago, how awful were they going to be. A year later, they made the playoffs and won a game? Pretty remarkable.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I couldn't sleep last night to the point where I'm sitting up watching the Yankees game, and I'm saying to myself, because you said we were texting back and forth, and you said go to sleep. And I was trying to go to sleep. I was like, I'll watch the rest in the morning. And I couldn't fall asleep, so I set my alarm thinking, okay, I'm going to wake up early.
Okay.
I'm going to do what I got to do, because the rest of the day, I'm planning on being a write-off. Like, I'm going to have plenty of drinks, fun. So this afternoon, it's just going to be, the day is, when we get home, shot.
It's done, yes.
Yeah. So for some reason, I'm having this kind of like weird dream that I'm oversleeping. And I wake up, I'm in a panic. And I'm like, what time is it? Apparently, I woke up last night in the middle of the night and changed my
alarm. You don't remember that happened?
None of it. None of it.
That's kind of scary.
And it wasn't like I just pressed something. Like it was clear that I purposely set the alarm for a different time. That was like an hour and a half different than I had initially
set. Now, what happens if you had set the alarm for, say, 6:30?
You carry, and then I show up.
And we'd be fine.
I'd be fine.
If my alarm goes off 6:30,
show's done.
Sheer panic.
It's over.
I go away, this show dies.
What do you think?
The open goes on repeat.
What do you think happened? Like, honestly.
I think what happens is I would take your headset,
right,
and then I would probably walk around the crowd and just pretend interview people. Like, we're getting phone calls. So what do you think the Jets' expectations are? How do you feel about the Mets? And then we go to break.
And then do it again.
And then I say, we're going to have to add some time to this break.
And then you call me and be like, Where are you?
Calling from your cell phone. Let's go.
1-800-919-3776. So let's get to some of these Jets calls.
Yep.
And then we have the observations. And D-Hiv, we'll go back to the Mets and the
RJ's
Yankees
time to shine, yeah.
RJ and those guys. Like, I figured they would be very quiet today.
This is what happens. This is what they did to me when Grasso was on with me. They decided they weren't going to talk anymore. So me,
Why?
Grasso, I have no idea. They were just no longer part of the show. Gross is on, and then there's crickets from them.
Maybe they wanted to give Gross some room to roam so he would feel comfortable.
There's plenty of room to roam.
Today doesn't make
sense. The man choked himself out with a day-old corn muffin. He should have seen that.
That's disgusting. RJ, why would you say you're really not saying all that much today?
Listen, you're talking to John. He's talking about his various issues he's battling with his life right now or every day and every year. And
I didn't hear that. What issues was he battling?
I think Disney, his gambling problems. I think there's a lot to get into there. Please don't fire me, John. And listen, we're giving space. We're giving room to roam. We'll have our time.
John, I got to tell you, in this picture, Kelly looks terrific in that tank top. You made an excellent choice. You made an excellent choice.
John, now you're seeing what I have to deal with every single
day. What do you mean? I just told PBM, Purple Belt Mike, that he did well. What am I going to tell him? Look at his wife.
See what he's working with.
Look at his wife.
He did do well. He did
fantastic.
Do well.
Fantastic.
And he can protect
you. Imagine if he was a black belt?
Oh, my God. Be a lot.
She's slumming it.
No,
send me those in my private email.
No, please. We don't want to.
Not my work email.
Only this guy would say, I got sexy pictures of my wife. Do you want to see
them? He's
proud
of it. Some of us are proud of it. Like when Sherry walked in with the riding pants and the boots, and I said, ooh. Dave, she's going to treat you like Seabiscuit later. You should have been, you know what? She probably is.
I shouldn't have to feel badly that my wife is beautiful.
No. She's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I outkick my coverage.
Oh, no one has ever outkicked her. And she takes
care of you. I'm like Greg the Leg Zuerlein, right? I mean, it went through the end zone, yes. Over the, like the guy in the third row is like, oh, a football. You're look right. At that. I got right. It.
Yesterday's question, stuff, Rothenberg, longest punt, Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah, 99 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, I beat O'Neal. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to the calls because then we have to do an observation to DHIF and get to more calls in the Yankees and the Mets and all that good stuff. All right, Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, oh, that's quite a cheer. I wish
it's
I was
for
out
you.
There, but we got the outdoor pool going. I got 23 guards. I just couldn't get out there, but out there with heart. And you guys got definitely an extra pep in your step outside. I know you may not want to hear it, but John might have to get you more outside appearances. There you go. See that? The crowd
people love you.
You got to give the people what they want.
I mean, Ira's like a cult hero is what he is.
I think we do it by a pool, and we have Ira show up all stuffed into his speedo.
Hey,
that would be nice.
Listen.
As Mrs. Ira said, he's packing heat.
Hey, for charity, we get you out of the pool. I think people would love it. I think it would be a great idea.
Anything for charity.
Listen,
right.
You're talking about expectations, and you know where I stand. We started a division title, and we take it from there. Whether it's 10 wins, whether it's 12 wins, they come out at the top of the AFC East. I'm happy.
Well, it's not going
to
be
10. They got to make noise.
I'll tell you that right now, Ira. You're not winning the AFC East with 10 wins. There's no chance.
No, so, I know. But listen, you never. I honestly, I really think 11 or 12 is very doable. As a matter of fact, like I said this before, I think they head into Cleveland with 10 wins. They have a chance to wrap up a playoff spot in Cleveland, and I think they could win the division up in Foxborough. And how sweet would that be if they did win the division up in Foxborough, finally winning a game up there for, oh, my God, for the last 100 years?
I would go to that game.
Oh, please.
No, I think we should go to that game. We've got tickets.
First of all, thanks for calling.
No, I'm not even joking.
I'm not going.
No, if they,
I don't want to go.
If they have a chance to clinch the division New England.
The Giants are going to be playing the same
day. Yeah, but I'll take you to all my favorite places.
I don't want to
Stop
go.
Stop it. Why?
Because I just told you. I'm
be,
not gonna,
be my best friend.
John, you understand that. I mean, why would
John would go. He's a diehard Giants Jets fan.
No, I bet you wouldn't. John, would you go to the Jets in New England and miss all the other games?
All inclusive, I'm paying.
All the other games.
I'll dress up as Mickey for you. Yes. You can't bring it. What does this look like? A carnival cruise?
No. Now he doesn't want to go. Nobody wants to go. Pick someone out of the crowd.
They would all go.
I'm sure they'd love to go with you.
Why can't you be a good guy?
Let's go to a Giants game and you miss a Jets game. You're going to do that?
Come on.
You're not.
How about this?
Yeah.
If you had a chance this season to clinch the division in Philly and my game was meaningless, I would go with you to Philly. We go to Angelo's, have cheesesteaks and pizza.
It's a nice offer.
Fight Philly fans.
It's a nice offer.
I'd use you as a shield.
It's a nice offer. I'll bring Purple Belt Mike with me. Choke them right out.
By that time, he could be a brown belt.
He could.
Yeah! So you never know. They don't know. They don't tell
after
you.
What's Purple Belt?
Brown.
Brown?
And how don't question my Taekwondo knowledge.
I didn't know it's next up on the rung.
Jiu-Jitsu?
And what, don't you dare.
Yellow belt.
Don't you dare.
I kicked Nana Ginny right in the face. They took me out of karate. Then Ginny said, what did you learn? I said, this.
You kicked your grandmother in the
face?
She
was younger then.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You asked me what I learned.
Oh, that's terrible.
Roundhouse to the chest.
All right, let's calm things down here and bring in.
You think Nana Jiniak's up now?
Nope. Now she's well behaved.
Now she's well behaved.
Great. TJ in the car. Maybe led her to plastic surgery, that kick in the face. TJ, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, listen, guys. Love the show. Listen, I don't want to sound like, what's her name, Kamala Harris, but the Jets are supposed to be a win team, a win now team. They're expected to win the Super Bowl this year. That's
did
what
she,
I expect.
Did she say that she expects the Jets to win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm just talking about the way she talks.
I don't know. I thought maybe Kamala Harris was saying that she has no confidence that the Jets do anything but win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you think like Bill Barnwell, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, very, very.
All right, do we hang up on that?
I think we should.
Yeah, probably.
If we didn't. Let's
move
go to,
along.
I like this guy, Corey Greenwich.
Corey, yes, Corey.
Who's typically playing with the poopy at this hour. Good morning, Corey.
Hi, guys.
How are you,
Hi,
Corey?
I'm just out here cleaning the poopy. I'm very good. I just came back for a couple of days. I went on a bucket list, couple-day event trip.
What was the bucket list?
Well, my buddy bought a truck in Indiana, and the salesman asked us to go to the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, nice.
Wow. That is a bucket list dream. Yep.
So I went to the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. It was amazing.
That's great. See any naked ladies?
No, but I...
Those are my ladies.
I saw Danica Patrick.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
So how did Danica look in person?
Oh, she had a one-piece pink suit on.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a penthouse forum. Can you please get to your question, Corey?
I'm just asking questions.
My God.
The first six games of the Jets, what is your expectations? What the record should they
now,
be?
I don't remember.
Oh, would you like me to refresh your memory, David?
Corey, we're going to let you go.
Thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
So we open up with the Bills.
All right, let me digest. Okay. Bills, okay.
That's a Monday night
football. That's a home game.
It's a home game versus
Bills. I'm going to give you a win there. I'm going to give you a 1-0.
Love you. There it is, Raymond. Well done. Then we're at the Cowboys.
I mean, because I need you to win that game, so come through me. 2-0.
Home against the Patriots.
3-0.
Home against the Chiefs.
3-1.
At Denver.
What's the game after Denver?
Home against the Eagles.
I'm going to give you 1-1 in those two. 4-2.
All right, we'll take it.
You take
and we
it.
Got the bye week 7.
You take
I would sign
second.
Up at 4-2 in a minute.
And then you have the Giants.
And we got the Giants out of the bye.
That'll be a loss for you.
We got Giants, Chargers at Vegas. You want to go to Vegas?
I don't want to miss the other games.
But it'd be Vegas.
All right,
you can't go to a sports book in Vegas and watch the other games?
No, you don't understand how it works.
You can't handle the strip. That's what it is.
You
can't handle it.
I'm not supposed to go to Vegas. I'm not. You can laugh all you want. I'm not supposed to go to Vegas. Raymond, can you turn the music down, please?
He's trying to drown us out.
I'm screaming. No, I'm not supposed to go to Vegas. It's not a healthy
it's
place
not
for
a safe
me
place for
it's
you.
It's not a healthy place for me to go to. And why would you force me to go to somewhere?
Have you done crack?
Me in trouble.
You'd be the only person I've ever heard that said, hey, do you want me to fly you to Vegas to a football game? I'm forcing you to go to Vegas.
You let him go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see him.
And I don't want to miss all the other – I don't want to miss all the games.
It's the place to watch the games is in Vegas.
A very specific –
right to the sports book?
I have a very specific pattern I do every Sunday, and I don't want to deviate from
Okay, so if I said to your pattern, hey, maybe we swing by the Rhino to watch the late games.
No, I'm not one. I don't want to mix those two things. I don't want to mix the Spearmint Rhino and football.
So you don't want – you're watching the 4 o'clock games and you got cinnamon.
Nope.
No,
thank you.
Crystal.
Nope.
Diamond.
No, I don't want them.
Cayenne.
Not at those moments.
Those are my ladies.
Princess.
None of them. No, thank you.
None of them.
No,
what if it was 2-for-1 dances?
You don't understand. I have no interest.
There's no helping you then.
If Sherry came to me during the third quarter and said, let's go at it, I'd say I cannot do that right now. I don't want to mix and match those two things, and you don't seem to understand it.
You said you can multitask.
You want to
not
tussle?
In that way.
What do you mean not in that way?
I got 8 games. That's quadruple.
I just don't understand.
Autumnal tasking. anything beyond that becomes too much.
I don't understand.
RJ?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. How's the show going so far?
It's something. It's a real hoot.
Don't be nasty. Don't be negative because you're jealous you're not here.
Are you really not a scale of 1 to 10? What would you give the show so far?
A 10. A 10.
What are you guys doing in studio? Like massaging each other's scalps?
How much positive reaffirmation do you think there is in studio? Oh, your hair looks great. Oh, your hair looks. You think that one of them is rubbing the other one's hair?
I think they're massaging follicles right now. Like, they probably have all their hair products in studio testing them out.
You know what they don't have?
Publicans?
Bananas.
No, they don't have bananas. They're missing. We have a full buffet with coffee and drinks. They're missing a good time.
They are missing a good time. They'll be here later, though. All right. Are you ready, RJ, for your observations?
As I'll ever be.
All right, let's go.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you. I don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are knobservations.
Oh, and they are brought to you by...
Sharp Hat.
That's right.
He's not even paying attention.
Someone take the orange juice away.
I'm buying people drinks.
Take the orange juice away.
It's gone already.
The orange juice.
I'm on orange juice number 2.
If you couldn't tell, there's no more orange juice.
About how much percentage of orange juice would you say that is?
It's like 50-50.
It gets away from you fast.
It's less than 50. Orange juice or whatever else is in the
Whatever else is in there.
You know what I'm asking.
It's 100% in my belly.
Great.
Mimosas. He's talking about the rhino.
I passed on the mimosa. I didn't want to start with the mimosa.
You're treating this like your own Vegas morning.
Went down the entire roster at the rhino.
It's like a bachelor party for him. Is what it is.
You hear Sandy goes, you went through the entire roster at the rhino.
He knows them all. He's got them on his phone.
I was on their webpage.
Oh, my God. All right. RJ, go ahead.
If we were lining up people to take on a bachelor party from the show, even including myself, I think Rick is still.
What do you mean take on? What does that guys, mean take
you
on could, a bachelor
You guys
party?
Couldn't handle college Rick.
Oh, you're out of here.
Like, if,
no
you were, if you were
you
aligning
could handle me up. Back in the day.
Where is she? She'll tell you about college, Rick.
I'm sure it's great. RJ,
you'd be in a ditch.
RJ, you know that I could go toe to toe with him.
There's no chance.
I think you could, but I think Rick would take out all the stops.
There'd be probably a couple stops, and then I'd run in, run out. It'd be the time of your life.
I look forward to it.
You think at
in another life?
NYIT. Come on, stop.
Sharp Hat.
That's what this is brought to you by.
Sure.
Right. Sinner won the first set, by the way, in a tiebreak.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, boy!
You're on probation for getting the TV changed. NBA Finals begin tonight really quickly. I don't know if we want to do this now or later.
Oh, let's do
right
it right now.
Yep, right now.
Who wins?
Denver.
Nuggets.
How many?
The series?
Yeah.
I think tonight's game is vitally important for Miami.
Denver's going to win tonight. Denver's going to win the series. I'm going to say.
Well, if Denver's going to win tonight, then you think it's going to be 5.
I think Denver's going to win in. 5. Don't.
Well,
tell
you're
going to
say 5.
I
if
think.
They win game 1 and game 2, they're going to win in 5.
Well, now I'm not going to say 5 just to be obstinate. I'm going to say Denver wins in 6.
Denver in 6.
Yeah.
I'll say Denver. I don't want to disrespect Miami. Denver hasn't lost at home.
Nope.
Will they lose 7 games at home the entire season?
They're unbelievable. They're rested.
The only thing that concerns you is potentially rust.
I don't buy into that.
Well, but that would be the reason why you could steal game 1. Like, how many times have you seen it? Like, road team.
I think they'll be
Miami's
fine.
Won every road game.
It's a fair
game
point.
1. See, now I don't want to copy his answer. I'll say Denver in 6. Denver in 5. Excuse me, Denver 5.
Denver 5. What are you saying, RJ?
I don't know if they can score with Denver.
He wants to take Miami. He doesn't want to be.
Just take Miami. No one's going to care. Dave picked Toronto Maple Leafs to win the Stanley Cup. At this point, who cares?
Well, I took Denver the whole year, and you guys laughed at me for that.
I was going to say today in the open and give you credit for the Texas Rangers.
Thank you.
Okay. So, but you couldn't help yourself.
Some of my predictions are good.
Yeah.
Some of them not good.
The Maple Leafs prediction was terrible.
Terrible.
RJ, so what do you got? Miami and how many?
I have to take Miami. Miami and 7. I have to.
Yes.
My last chance.
Otherwise, it's a mea culpa.
And, Jimmy Buckets.
And Raymond?
I actually think it'll still be Denver, but Denver and 7. I think the
seven.
Heat will put,
Denver,
I think the
7.
Heat
will, long series.
I think
exciting.
The Heat will give them a fight.
That would be very exciting. All right, continue, RJ.
By the way, you can hear that game and every game of the NBA Finals right here on 98.7 ESPN. Coverage at 8:30 this evening. So
why 8:30? Why? I mean,
well, tip off 8:30.
I know, but still,
it is late. It is late. Coco Gauff, she of tennis fame, correct? Right, Dave?
Well, yes, you know that she's of tennis fame.
So
Rick knows she's of tennis fame.
She's asking the expert.
It was more rhetorical, but so she shared a story.
What happens if I said, you know, she doesn't play tennis?
That would be news to me.
Yeah, exactly.
She shared a story about Jimmy Butler offering her NBA Finals tickets before the play-in tournament.
He offered me tickets to see the postseason, and I said, I won't be here. I'll be in Madrid and then Rome and then France. And then he said, okay, know when we make the finals. Let me know if your family wants some tickets. So this is before we lost to the Hawks for the first play-in game. When he sent me that, I knew we were making the finals because he didn't say if we make the finals. He said when we make the finals. So now that he we're in the finals, I can say that story.
I respect that.
That's pretty awesome.
I respect that.
But I think that's part of what
confidence, huh?
But I think that's what part of what makes Miami is that belief. I mean, when your best player has that kind of belief, I mean, I actually was going to say it the other day. What I liked, he's like, you'll continually get the same test until you pass it. In Game 7, they passed it.
He's really a remarkable player.
He really is.
So you may have heard Bob Myers leaving the Golden State Warriors. He and owner Joe Lacob, I think we talk a lot about front office executives, owners, and the back and forth. I think this was literal audible proof of probably why, maybe not the whole reason, but part of the reason why he's leaving the Warriors. This was Lacob, the owner, and Myers, the current GM, soon to be former GM, discussing his role on the team the next couple of weeks.
I think we're preparing for the draft, free agency, all those things. And I know Bob's, I'm going to work him to every last day till June 30th to be involved here, whether he knows it or not.
Yeah, well.
So he'll be here for that.
I didn't know. That's fine. Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be.
He's thrilled.
Is Bob running the draft then?
Tim, I wasn't very good at that anyway, so.
I don't think we've even gotten to that level of what's going to happen exactly in the next month. I guess he's employed theoretically till June 30th, so the draft falls within there. We don't
support.
Know.
Support
role. Support. Okay.
That's a man that does not want to be involved anymore.
That was awkward, huh?
Well, it sounds like the owner's son is going to
run things there.
Yeah. Well, he's already, like, really involved.
But how awkward is that?
Like, I was awkward.
Why do you need to do that? Why does it need to be a press conference with the owner and Bob Myers? I think that was odd.
I wish there was a press conference between
Leon
the
Rose
Knicks.
Would say something.
Oh no, the Knicks with Bob Myers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want him?
Yeah.
Why? If you're the Knicks, Leon Rose is the president.
I don't know that he wants to work again in that capacity, right?
Okay,
now.
But he doesn't have to do both.
I understand. Do you see? I saw an article yesterday where he might wind up. ESPN.
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah, doing analysis.
If he gets a sweet Pat McAfee deal. But, I mean, but James Dolan has how much money?
Endless.
Okay, so, I mean, you paid, you lit $12 million a year on fire for Phil Jackson.
Right.
Guy says he doesn't want to work until all of a sudden he sees a check for $12 million. Hey, Leon's the president.
It would be great. But if you don't want to work, you don't want to work.
Oh, listen, there's times when you don't want to work and then someone offers you $12 million for a couple of years. I can find
the
energy.
You don't want to run into a Phil Jackson situation.
Well, but I don't
want
think
to do
he's,
it, and he does yeah, it, but it's
Phil,
a disaster.
But Phil never did it. Bob Myers has proven that he can do it.
He's great. I'd love to have him here.
That's
yes.
different.
I'd love it.
So, Scottie Pippen
hates Michael Jordan.
Something is really wrong with him.
I'm guessing.
No, I'm not even kidding you. Like, what is the matter? Yeah, why
would he do his ex-wife is dating all the current players.
Is it his ex-wife dating Jordan's kid?
Allegedly.
That could be part of it.
I think his ex-wife is engaged.
That could
or,
be part
like,
of it.
Seriously, dating Jordan's kid.
So
if Milo started dating Sherry, I don't think our relationship would be great.
I think it would sour as well. Yeah,
it would make
especially if I was still with her. That I think would really be a problem.
He's a big kid though.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, she's gonna be an old
check
lady.
Back in 20
maybe,
years
like,
down the
she
road.
She could teach him some stuff. Who knows?
I'm sure she could.
All right, this is strange. So,
yeah, you're not kidding.
Scottie Pippen was on the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast, which is a real thing, apparently.
Who hosts that?
Djibouti Dan?
Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast?
Listen, I'm just attributing, okay?
Brought to you by
Sharp Hat.
He spoke about, among other things, why LeBron will be the best statistical player ever as compared to Michael Jordan.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. Oh. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots.
Horrible player.
What are we doing?
Well, I don't understand what he's trying to prove at this point.
I mean, even if you believe that, why would you do this?
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Like, Scottie Pippen, it would be like this. Okay, here's a good example.
All right.
Okay, so we go on this run together for the next 20 years, right? I mean, show's doing great. I mean, the company has grown by 100 times, and we're having they want to do something like a little special show on us or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone knows you're great at what you do. So it would be dumb for me to come on and be like, you know what, Dave just stunk at driving.
But why would you, if you thought that, okay, why would you say that?
But no, if I said it, no one would believe it because they hear you every day. Now, if I started bringing up behind the scenes, like if Scottie Pippen wanted to point to behind the scenes stuff that you don't get to see.
In the locker room, like he wasn't a great teammate. Right,
like
right.
Stuff. We don't know. So it would be like, we'd be just taking what he tells us. So you could maybe believe that. But to say he's a bad player just seems stupid.
Well, do you remember the series before Pippen got there against the Celtics? Where Jordan scored like 63 points and, I mean, absolutely down. They lost
greatest,
the series.
The greatest players. Did you see, like, when they did the 75th anniversary?
Right.
And Jordan walked out. You're talking about the greatest players of all time.
And they all stopped.
The amount of reverence they showed. Like, Larry Bird said that wasn't Jordan, that was God.
Right.
That's the best players ever to play, say he's the best player that they've
more
ever seen.
More revered, Gretzky or Jordan?
Wow. By hockey player, players?
Obviously by hockey, but just like
Jordan. Look, I mean, everyone did. Jordan still has one of the best.
But that's not revered. It is. He has a popular sneaker.
You're buying it because it's a Jordan, though.
Okay, but when you can't go down the street, 15-year-old kid, you say Wayne Gretzky, they all know who he is.
Yeah, everyone knows what the great one is, but I think Jordan is just, it's basketball, it's different.
Okay.
I mean, Michael Jordan is probably one of the most recognizable athletes in the history of sport.
Most recognizable athlete in the world right now, who?
It's going to be
Messi
or Ronaldo.
Tiger Woods?
No. Messi or Ronaldo.
So it's got to be soccer guy?
Yeah, I mean, look at how many followers Ronaldo has on Instagram.
How about Yao Ming?
No.
No?
Soccer's a different level, man. Soccer is at a different level than all the sports here. Ronaldo has, on Instagram alone, 587 million followers on just Instagram. Oof.
I don't like that you're out there rogue on Instagram. I don't know
I'm a voyeur. I don't need to post pictures of myself.
I don't know what your name is out there. I don't know what your handle is.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Now you never know.
But I know you're out there.
I could be stalking you. You have no idea.
Great.
You know what I wouldn't trust is if there were to be a documentary on the show, I could see Dave going rogue. I could see Dave.
What do you mean?
He'd be the Scottie Pippen.
He'd be the Scottie.
Yeah.
I say all the time how talented and wonderful I think all you guys are.
No. But I just mean years. I think, you know, years we've graded on you, decades. And I think I could see you just peeling back the curtain and ripping all of us.
Or he'd be like Delonte West, where you're like, no one knows where he is.
Now I'm just homeless. I mean, what's the matter with all three of you?
I know you talk about the gambling problem that you had.
And you wonder why I feel disrespected on the show. Because I am.
It is a good point with the trajectory of the show. Dave's going to make more money. Can he be trusted with where
he's
going?
I can be trusted. Listen to me. I have people to support. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
That's very important. So you both mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you do not like the new NFL touchback rule.
Hate it.
It's ridiculous.
You know who else doesn't like it?
Travis Kelce.
I'm not sure how he feels.
The Jets... special teams coach doesn't like it either.
He doesn't like it. Matthew,
every special teams coach.
Noted special teamer, 10-time Pro Bowler Matthew Slater doesn't like it either.
My understanding that the powers that be think that this is going to improve player safety and health. You know, I'm just not convinced that our league is always going to do what's in the best interest of our players. I understand that we want to reduce head injuries and things of that nature, but we don't always act as if player health and safety is paramount. We can talk about the Thursday night games, but we can also talk about the issues that our players experience once they leave the game. Why is it that we have to fight for health care beyond 5 years out of the game? Why is it that when players go to file for benefits in terms of disability, they're having to jump through hoops nonstop? Why is it that we're continuing to fight the battle that we're fighting about grass versus turf? I just don't believe that this is truly in the name of player health and safety.
I would say this with the NFL, and most of what they do with the players' health and safety is just the optics of it.
Right.
They'll do whatever they can to try to prove to people that it's about player safety that doesn't cost them money.
Which is amazing.
Well, like, remember
when
the last
CBA. Look at how much money, I mean, they are bringing money in hand over
fist. Right. I mean, Thursday Night Football is not good for the player safety. It's not.
Even Al Michaels, the broadcaster of Thursday Night Football, doesn't like it.
Not giving these players lifetime health benefits, not good for player safety. All cost money. You saw the last CBA. Guys want more money, No, we're not going to give you more money, but hey, you want a couple practices off? You want us to keep the facility closed, which will save us money? Yeah, take all that stuff.
Right.
As long as it doesn't cost the money,
we'll do it. We'll give you the things that don't cost money. When it becomes a financial issue, now we're going to put
our
foot
down. We don't care
about
your safety.
Hang on a second here. It really is, but it's so transparent, too. But you know what the thing is, and I say this all the time with football, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody.
And that's why they can do it.
They could start at the 25. You can start at the 40. You could start. I mean, there's nothing they can do to ruin the game. Nothing.
You hear what they said, though, like we talked about. You're going to see a lot more balls on the ground in the kickoffs.
They're going to squib everything. Yeah. Of course they are.
Do you see a world where we just, like, NFL blitz it and just get rid of it? You start on the 25?
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Dude, we're doing fair catches now where the ball starts at the 25. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous in college, too. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Why college has different rules, too? Worst college football rule.
The clock stopping after first downs is awful.
I think they finally are changing that this year. I think.
They are. The worst rule in college football is if you fall down untouched, you can't get back up.
Ridiculous.
It's the dumbest rule ever.
Ridiculous.
All right. Raymond?
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a 2-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
Tip of the hat to another Raymond. Raymond Dinahan for this one. Been holding on to this for a couple of weeks. A big story.
Dino's very involved and he loves Knobservation.
He loves Knobservation. And D-Hiff.
This is a big story. It deserves a big stage. So I've been holding on to it. So hopefully no one's seen it in the last couple of weeks. So most times when you see a woman that appears to be pregnant going through this.
Oh, no. I had this happen one time. unless I see the head, I would never say a word about a woman being pregnant.
So, once you can nail down that they're actually pregnant, unlike Dave at times, you were the one that
just
said
once.
Congratulations to a woman that wasn't pregnant so we can get it out there?
Yeah.
Oh. How'd that go?
not well. Believe it or not, she did not take it kindly.
Did she harm you physically?
It was an honest mistake. She looked pregnant
to
me.
So you honestly thought she was fat is what happened?
No, I thought she was pregnant is what happened.
You just walked and up and said, congratulations.
You know what? I'm not the only one this has happened to. I was trying to be nice. I was like, oh, what do you do? And she's like, I'm not pregnant.
So what happens
you're
then?
Ready to pop. I'm
what happens
pregnant.
After
yeah,
that?
Yeah, how do you pivot
like,
out of that?
I would have taken myself and thrown myself off the building if I could have at that moment.
Did you just walk away? Like, no more words, just we're done here?
I didn't know what to say.
So, if you're not Dave, and your first reaction might be to say, I don't know, congratulations, when do you do? So, a woman in a place is in the passenger seat of a vehicle, and the vehicle is pulled over. So, police walk up on the other side of the car. They're talking, you know, license, registration, the whole deal. And then they notice that the woman appears to be pregnant. So, they ask, and she confirms she is pregnant. Oh, all right. Let's add some levity to a otherwise tough situation. When do? The police officers respectively had their eyebrows raised when they got two different answers and the dates were not even close to each other from the two passengers. Alrighty. Well, we're going to need you to step out of the car. Car speeds away. Not a good sign.
With a pregnant lady?
If we think.
Yeah.
So we would think. So you don't need me to tell you the car doesn't get too far away. Eventually, the suspects now ditch the car. As the woman in the passenger seat is fleeing on foot, her pregnant stomach...
It falls out?
It falls out. So as she's sprinting away, eventually corralled by police and taken in, they go back and they discover that the rubber belly that was not a real belly had more than 1,500 grams of cocaine in it.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's some baby.
So I ask you, did this cocaine baby happen in Florida?
That is that's an expensive baby.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Baby.
Do you want to ask the audience?
I actually saw a story. It wasn't like this where they had the lady had cocaine in her fake belly. I think the story was that the lady was driving, she was pregnant, she was driving in the HOV lane. and got pulled over, and she was trying
and
to.
She was saying that's another person.
the fetus was another person, so she had two. So she should be in the HOV.
Oh my goodness. All right, now poll the people is what you're saying. You guys think that was Florida? They don't. No. Oh.
We got Purple Belt Mike, no. Corinne, no. Got a couple of yeses, mostly no's.
Have you seen this cocaine bear?
Yeah, but
trailer? What happens to the cocaine bear?
No. This sounds like Dina Hand's trying to get us.
You think so?
And embarrass us in front of our people.
Yeah, I'll say not Florida. In fact, I say not this country.
Not this country?
Yeah,
no, I don't think that.
Strong.
I think this country, I think I'm going to go with the people. I'm going to say not Florida.
Not Florida, not this country.
All right.
Definitely in the South, but not Florida. But I definitely say it's in the South.
Oh, you're all so good.
Yes.
South Carolina. Very close.
Which does really, in essence, is like another country.
Nope. Stop.
Have you been to South Carolina?
Yes. My sister-in-law lives in South Carolina. Yeah,
exactly.
And
I've seen her.
Haven't you done shows from South Carolina?
Wow. Yeah, the shoe's on the other foot. Is that how it works?
Our parents are listening right now.
All right. Well, I love those people.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they love you. That is Nobservations, Andy, have brought to you by Sharp Hat Game Changing Custom Software.
That was a good job, RJ.
That was really good. Really, really good.
People adore. Do you hear that?
They love them.
Screaming, the yelling about
they
RJ.
Absolutely
they
love them.
Love RJ.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.